Welcome back. It's me, your faithful confidant Mercury, here to fill you in on the drama that unfolded in episode 2 of To Slay a Dragon. Our heroes were attacked by a hideous arachnid creature while gathering fey roses in the weirwood. The creature seemed to recognize Malibu in some way, referring to him as a royal member of the Unseelie Court. It then attempted to flee, but our friends pursued and killed it. Albert Wright was delighted with the success of the foraging expedition and quickly brewed the sleeping draughts, which are used in darts through a blowgun. Our friends set out with him in his wagon to the foothills near the ruins of Brockendale Castle, where they soon began to encounter signs of the beast's presence. Burned patches of grass and sheep that had been mauled. Strangely, Violet determined that the sheep were bitten by a lion, a goat, and a dragon. Malibu and Tlingbert tracked the Brockendale beast's prints to a nearby cave. Belton entered the cave to search for the beast, but it had been out hunting and ambushed the party from behind. Albert was delighted at the opportunity to capture a chimera, but the hunt proved extremely dangerous, as Malibu was waylaid by the monster's fiery breath, and Albert proved less than expert with a blowgun. Belton saved the day by seizing one of Albert's few remaining darts and plunging it into the chimera's rump, incapacitating it. During the encounter, Violet found herself manifesting strange new abilities, including unfickle fate and healing magic. Well, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Malibu searched the chimera's lair and found treasure among the remains of two dead adventurers, a bag of gems, as well as a mysterious magical dagger with dwarven runes on the hilt, and a spell scroll of mirror image. Violet healed Malibu, they bound the drugged monster, and returned in triumph to Hengistbury, where Albert Wright dispensed the promised reward. Ariadne had left a message for Tlingbert at the Hen and Filly. Tlingbert at once set out to meet Ariadne at the Moran River. The rest of the party retired for a celebratory dinner at the Hen and Filly, but it was interrupted an hour later by a commotion and a distressed crowd gathered at the nearby temple. They went out to investigate and inside found a badly wounded Sheriff Bran Torek being tended to by Lady Sybil Pemberton. Torek told them that Tlingbert has been kidnapped. Belton recognized the black arrow embedded in Bran Torek as the kind employed by the kobolds who attacked Hengistbury this summer. My dears, it all sounds terribly exciting. Though I must confess I'm a bit worried about poor old Tlingbert. I suppose we'll find out together whether they're able to rescue him very soon.